He's an introvert, interviewing strangers from the internet, knocking down the walls of his comfort zone, one conversation at a time. This is the Gary Cantrell Podcast.
Ah, yes. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome back to another episode. Come on in, sit down, make yourself at home. Would just sit down. Come on in, come on in, come on. There you go. Welcome back to the podcast. It's another week. It's a new year. How about that? Man, this is crazy. 2020. That just sounds cool to say, right? 2020. I would argue it sounds cooler than 2015, which is something that I would hear in Back to the Future all the time. I'm still waiting on those hoverboards. And yeah, thank you. welcome back to the podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining me this week. If you're looking for the weekly chats that I have with people, that'll be back next week. This show is all about my goals, my talking points for 2020. And before I jump right into it, I want to give a special shout out to my Patreon podcast producers. These folks are helping to keep the lights on around here. I love them dearly. Daryl at Your Level Fitness. They're all on Instagram. Go follow them. Caitlin at Caitlin Elise. That's three Y's in her name. She's three times awesome. Vanessa at Vanessa Ray's Journey. And Amanda at Mutz underscore and underscore Miles. That's right. Thank you guys for your support. And if you want to join up on Patreon, it's patreon.com/Gary Cantrell. This podcast that you're hearing right now, those folks heard on Friday the 27th, because you get 5 days early access on the podcast. And if you're at the producer tier, you get a shout out right here on the show at the beginning of each and every show. So consider supporting the podcast if you can. It's just a great way to show love for the podcast. And every dollar that I get from the podcast goes back into this podcast, as well as some of the giveaways I'm doing. So I'm going to talk all about that here in the show today. And finally, I want to tell you about the Flying Pig weekend. You guys have probably heard all about it throughout this podcast over the year of 2019, ever since I met a lot of, especially those Patreon podcast producer folks. They're going to all be here at the Flying Pig, but you probably heard me talk about it a lot. And why not just join us? Just bring your happy ass on down to Cincinnati. Let me tell you what, we had a great time in 2019 at the Flying Pig, so much so that I reached out to the Flying Pig, became an official ambassador. I've got a 10% discount code for you. So all you have to do is go to flyingpigmarathon.com, enter the code Gary10, G-A-R-Y-1-0. That's the code. You get 10% off. And just full, complete disclosure, I do not make a dime from this discount code, just so you guys know. I'm just here to help spread the word. I want to get as many of you down there. Really what it is I want them to see how many people signed up with my codes. We show them what's up. We show them how the Gary Cantrell podcast rolls and the great community here. So come on down, use that code. It's good on the 5K, the 10K, the half, the full, whatever you're registering for. They got it. And use that code. You're going to get 10% off. And yeah, come join us. So let's talk about 2020. 2019 was a year of learning. Honestly, it was. It wasn't a bad year. It wasn't a great year, but it was good. And I was also able to learn a whole lot about kind of what I'm doing and where my focus will be in this new year. The one thing that I took away from 2019 was just how damn overworked I was, how overextended I was, how I was to myself, you know, just putting my hands in way too many things. You know, we're doing the podcast, we're doing vlogs, we're doing, you know, social media, all this stuff. I'm just in a million different places, and I had to dial back to t-shirts. You know, we just had to just bring it down and make it simple. So one of my first talking points here today is the podcast. And I want to let you guys know that this is 100% my focus in terms of like the priority of different things. 100%, this is at the top of the list. you know, for years I was doing podcast. I've been doing podcasts now going on my 13th year. 2007 is when I started. This podcast that you're listening to right here was started in 2017. So 10 years into my podcast game, I finally figured out what I wanted to do, and it's this podcast. And so this is my renewed effort. You know, the videos were cool to do, and I'm not completely getting out of doing videos either, because I know there's a lot of you guys that enjoyed watching the videos, but we're going to save those just for special occasions. Like, you know, when I go to Cincinnati at the Flying Pig, my code Gary10, did you guys hear that? No. Just trying to sneak it in there. You know, an event like that, I will be vlogging the entire weekend, and I'll have a video for that. And just, you know, if I go on trips, that's what the video element will be for. And also, if I have any like really special talking points or something that I really want to share, we'll do that. But the whole idea that I used to live by, where I was just trying to crank out a video a couple times a week, that's just not happening anymore. I just got so stressed out, and I came to a crash and burn point in October, where I went on to not make any videos for the rest of the year. And so that is where my mind is at. It's like no more videos. I had to cut them off. I'm willing to let them back in next year, or this year rather, but it's going to be on a much limited capacity. So what does that mean for the podcast? Because you're probably listening, you're like, yo, Gary, you do a podcast every week. I like it, whatever. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to be doing more of this. So, you know, every Wednesday, or if you're on the Patreon, you're getting the podcast 5 days early. That's a benefit, though. You know, if you want to jump on there, you get the podcast 5 days early. You get it every Friday. But for those of you that are listening, maybe you're not on the Patreon, you're getting this podcast every Wednesday. I want to do a second podcast. So one of my other talking points here is I'm committing to doing a second podcast a week, sometimes a third, but these will not be the weekly chats, because one of the biggest points of feedback I got towards the end of the year was, Gary, love the podcast, but I'd like to hear a little bit more about what you're doing. Fair point. You know, I just got so damn excited talking to strangers on the internet every week. I just got so excited with that I was just like, wow, cool. This is the new weekly podcast. This is what I'm going to do. And people love those chats. But, you know, some of you come to me and said, you know, we want to hear more about what you got going on. So fast forward to November of last year, where I did a challenge that I just completely came up with out of the blue. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do 30 days of a podcast, one for every day. And it's just going to be whatever's on my mind. And these were short form. They were like, you know, under 15 minutes. And people seem to really, really enjoy those. So with that being said, we're going to bring that here to the podcast on a weekly capacity. And no, I'm not going to be doing it. Yeah, I'm not going to be doing it every day, but I'm going to commit to at least one podcast a week, possibly a second of these bonus podcasts, just to, you know, keep you guys in the loop of what I got going on. You know what I mean? And so I would love to do that. I really enjoyed popping on with just random cool stuff to say. So look for that in 2020. It'll be starting very, very soon. And because I'm going to have a lot to say when I'm doing these podcasts and we're recording them weeks ahead of time. So, and January, by the way, is looking really good. You guys are going to love the people who I have scheduled to come on this podcast in the month of January, February as well. We got some amazing people that are coming on here with some great stories to share. So that's the main thing that's going to change with this podcast, is that you're actually going to get more. And that's what I'm here to give you, is more. I want to do more of the giveaway. So I did a couple giveaways in the month of November, and I really just enjoyed giving stuff to people. Like, it was one of the funnest, coolest things I had done. You guys probably heard a podcast that I did back in September of the year prior, where I had met somebody at Busch Gardens and gave him a free ticket because I had it. and how much joy that brought me. And I just decided, like, I want to do more. Like, if you look at a guy like Mr. Beast, and this is on a much larger scale, but a guy like Mr. Beast on YouTube, who his thing, what he's known for, is giving away stuff to people. He's built a multi-million dollar business by giving stuff away to people. Blows my mind. You know, and in every industry, there's some sort of, you know, copycats or people that, you know, they're trying to do similar things. If I rip off anything from anybody, I want to rip off giving stuff to people. You know what I mean? Like, so I want to give back. I want to use this as a platform to give back to the people through the podcast, through my Instagram. And the best way that I can do that is by more of you donating to the podcast. Honestly, you know, I want to be able to pay the monthly fee for the podcast, which is kind of where I'm at now. I have goals to upgrade some of the equipment for this podcast. I'm getting into doing voiceover work, but my thought is that, you know, I know, like, Mr. Beast, he sells his merch and he gets ad revenue from YouTube, and that's how he makes money to give away to people. So if you would like to see more giveaways here, and I'm going to do some, I'm still going to do some, like, I can make no dollars, like $0 and 0 cents on this podcast, and I'm still going to find a way to throw out 20, 25 bucks, you know, just something small, at least just to give stuff away to people. But I could do so much more. And so if I can get, you know, more of you guys on Patreon, if I can get more of you guys to check out some of my merch, you have my word that a good number of that money is going to go back to people like yourself, the listener of the podcast, and others. I want to do more like that. I want to be open about that. I want to do more like that. And I'll drop hints in the podcast to make sure that the real people that are supporting the show and actually listening are the ones who are going to win stuff. You know, we're going to drop little hints throughout the podcast. We're going to make it fun. We're going to have a good time with this thing. So I just want to say that, you know, I'm not good at the salesy kind of stuff. I never claimed to be, but at some point, my dream is to make this, what you're hearing right here, a full time thing. And so how do we get there? Well, I got to advertise myself. I got to get my name out there. The listeners, all I can hope for is that they're leaving reviews on iTunes, that they're spreading the word. The word of mouth is also what brings people in. Another great way to bring people in is giveaways. They hear that, hey, there's giveaways going on here. They're going to come in. They're going to be looking to see what's up with these giveaways. And so all this helps the podcast reach higher and higher heights. And so that's what I want to do. And I want to do giveaways surrounded with that. I want to give back to you for listening. But I can't do that alone. I can, but it's going to be on a smaller scale. And I'm going to try. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do everything I can to give back to you guys. Because really, anybody that's listening to this right now, I really appreciate the support. You're making a choice to listen to this podcast, and I don't take that lightly. I have a great appreciation for that. I'll thank you again. Thank you. So, but I want to see the podcast grow throughout this year. You know, looking at kind of where I'm at, I've seen some steady, you know, small but short, you know, kind of growth from 2018 to 2019. I want to see that continue, but I'd like to see it go even a little bit higher, because I think that we could do more good here. I think that all the people that come on this podcast and share their stories, we could do a lot of good by getting more ears on those stories. And so at this point, I'm just like, yo, what can we do to get more people here? That's all I'm hoping for. So that's the podcast. That's my focus for 2020. It's all about audio. And I really appreciate you guys with your support. So we're going to keep doing this thing. And, you know, when the listeners go away, when the guests go away, maybe it's time to stop. But for now, we're on a good thing right now. We're having a good time. So I want to thank you guys for the support. And I'm one of my goals also, you know, yes, it's kind of funny to hear the little thing on there about the introvert who interviews strangers on the internet. I'm trying to get better about that. I'm trying to reach out to more people, throw out DMs, trying to get more people on here for you. But if you're listening and you have any sort of interest whatsoever in coming on, bring it on. Let's do it. Let's have a good time. Just let me know. Get in my DMs. I'll get you on the calendar. We'll make it happen. Everybody's welcome. Let's have a good time. Let's party. So that's the podcast for 2020. That's where my mind is at. And before, you know, I've got a little bit more here. I'll share with you guys some of my other goals for 2020, but we had a good 2019 for the podcast. So I thank you. Let's talk about some of the health stuff. So I have been pretty much in kind of like a maintenance right now. This is where I've been. It wasn't necessarily like an intended maintenance. It's not like I said, oh, I just want to weigh the same weight every day for the last, you know, year, give or take 5 or 10 pounds. But that's where I'm at. And I'm okay with that right now. Like I'm not, you know, you guys know me. I'm never in a rush for anything. I've been spending so much of my time just laser focused on trying to make things happen creatively, trying to get that spark going so that I can take this thing to the next level. That's where my head's been at this entire time. And so, you know, for a couple of months, I could tell you that kind of things just went, you know, just on like a holding pattern when it came to my health goals. But I, in October, I recommitted myself to a whole new schedule because I'm not done. I never was done. And so I'm back in, you know, back in the gym, a minimum of 4 days a week, and I'm doing my thing. And when I'm not at the gym on those 4 to 5 days a week, I am at home doing some yoga. I'm just trying to keep myself moving. I'm trying to keep myself active. One of the things I would love to do is to stop eating late. That's one of the things I'm most guilty of. You know, my food is not like pristine perfect. I don't think it has to be, but it's nowhere near as damaging and as toxic as it was 3 years ago before I got this whole thing started. That I can tell you. You know, I'm figuring it out, subbing this for that, and, you know, trying to keep it on stuff that I like. But my biggest problem is that the people that I live with, you know, we're in different schedules. And so, you know, they don't always want to have something microwaved when they get home and it's all cold and I've eaten my dinner at like 4 o'clock. They don't want that. You know, they want to eat dinner when it's coming out, when it's fresh. And because I go to bed at 8 o'clock, you know, I'm eating at like 7 or 7:30 and then turning around and going right to bed right after I've eaten. And that food just sits in my stomach. It's not the best idea, but it's just where it's at right now. So I'm trying to figure out a compromise with my family, trying to figure out something to where I can eat, you know, at an earlier time. That is one of my biggest, you know, one of my biggest things. A lot of people have asked me, you know, about the challenge. Oh, you know, the podcast last year, you were like, hey, you're giving up chocolate and pizza and alcohol for the entire year of 2019. I did complete these goals successfully, which I'm extremely happy about. And then so everybody's asking the natural question, what is the challenge for 2020? Have you thought of something? Now, I've mulled this over quite a bit. I've just thought like, oh my goodness, like what, you know, what could I do? What would be a fun challenge? Am I going to give up Mexican? Hell no. How about chicken wings? Is something else I like? Am I going to give that away? Hell no. And then it just dawned on me, like, what could possibly be a bigger challenge than no restrictions whatsoever? And so that is the challenge. That is life's challenge from here on out. Because every restriction I ever put on myself or every challenge, it's lifted. And I realize how crazy that this sounds. But I decided that this is where I want it to be. And so, you know, it's the beginning of the year. Am I out the door in my car zooming over to McDonald's? No. But at the same time, it's like I'm not, you know, having restrictions on anything is pretty silly. Now, I think that when you're first getting started out and everybody's everybody's opinion is going to vary. I think when you're first starting out, if you have like a serious problem with something, yes, you should restrict it, but do it in a way to where, you know, you're not putting like this hardcore ban on something, because then you're just going to want it more. You know, I always try to find things that I liked, but find the healthier alternative of them. And then over time, you develop a different habit with the food, which is exactly what happened for me. Your mileage may vary, but I think that if you put enough willpower and strong thinking into it, that it is possible to overcome. It's just going to take everybody a different amount of time. So I am, as of January 1st, 2020, lifting every single restriction off. So the challenge of the no pizza, no chocolate, no alcohol is over. If I want to have any of these things, I will. Am I in a hurry to have any of these things? No. And then for all the stuff that I banned, the sodas and the McDonald's and Taco Bell and Wendy's and Burger King and all that, it's no longer banned. Am I in a hurry to go get some of it? No, I'm not. But we're taking these things off the banned table and we're just back to being just normal. If something comes up and these are one of the last places on earth to eat, I can't, what am I going to say? I can't have this. No, I'm going to have it, but I have a different perspective now of where I am with it, to where it's not going to be, oh, I got to stop here every day. I got to have five of this and six of that. There's none of that happening. For the first time in years, I feel comfortable about this. I feel that it is possible to be successful with this goal. And so that's where I'm at. I want to keep it as real as possible with you guys. That's where I'm at right now. All the restrictions, out the door. And I'm going to see what I'm truly made of here. We're going to find out. I think I can do it. I believe in myself that I can do it. So now we just got to see what happens. And if I'm dead wrong on this, I'll tell you I was dead wrong. But we're going to find out together. Another thing health-wise that I really want to focus on is dedicating more time for weights and learning how to do them properly. This is a weak spot for me all day long. You get to the gym and there's all these weights, and typically the time that I come, there's people in there. There's not a ton of people, but there's people, and all of them for the most part seem to be hovered around these weights. And so you try to go in there and you don't know what you're doing and you feel like you're going to look like an asshole and you're scared. Ooh, you know, I need to figure this out and I want to figure this out. So in 2020, at some point I got to figure this out. This is a goal. I'm making this somewhat of a priority. Just like towards the end of the year, I started this 50 sit-ups every day challenge. I have an alert that goes off on my phone that says do 50 sit-ups. It's at 5 p.m. every single day because I know that I'm home by 5. And so I get in there and I do my my sit-ups. And I feel really good about it. So that's one of my goals, is to start working on the weights a little bit more. And I think that, you know, I think I'll feel good. I mean, I feel good right now. I feel I have so much clarity right now with kind of where my body's at and how I feel, that I feel like I'm in a good spot, you know. And there's always the idea to lose more weight, of course, but it's not, you know, I'm not going to live and die by a number. I'm going to get up. I'm going to commit myself to working out. I'm going to commit myself to continuing to have better food choices, which for the most part, I think is in a really good spot. It's just the time of day. And, you know, maybe on the weekend, I could chill out a little bit on some of the stuff that I have, because that's where a lot of this comes from. And so if I can do all these things, I think I'm going to be in a great spot. So that's the goal. That's where I'm looking to be. And yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with that. As we wrap up here, I have a couple of more things and we'll close the show down. The clothing line, I am going to be reorganizing the store, probably removing some of the stuff that doesn't sell, cleaning up the site, probably just doing a redesign. I need to continue to put out some new art, some new, you know, new designs, and see what's selling and what's not and make a decision there. Because I also want to grow this this clothing line. I really want to take it to the next level. A lot of you guys know that I do it. There's some of you that don't know I do it. Hardworkalwayswins.com. And I think that there's room to grow with it. I really do. I think there's a lot of room to grow with it. So, I got that coming up in 2020, the cleanup of that website. If you guys listening want to order something, I have a discount code podcast. It takes 10% off. And you can check out there. We got hats, t-shirts, hoodies, tanks, all the good stuff. So go check it out. Show some love. That also helps support this podcast. And yeah, I would really, really appreciate it. I also want to continue to go further out of my comfort zone. I want to reach out to more people. I want to try to be less of the guy who waits for people to talk to him. And that's just kind of like where I've been for so long because of my introvertedness. I tend to be the guy that waits for people to hit me up because I always feel like, you know, I'm too nervous to hit up people, or I feel like I'm going to be bothering people. And clearly from people that I've talked to, they say that that's not the case. So, you know, I just need to try to reach out more. I need to try to put myself out there more. And in 2020, that's one of the things I'm going to work on. I'd like to travel to one place that I've never been this year. I wrote down four. There's probably other ones that I could think of, but I wrote down Chicago, San Francisco, Boston, Hawaii, the Florida Keys. Okay, I actually wrote five things down. One of these five places would be really cool to visit. These are probably at the top five of that list of places I've never been. I mean, I also think a place like Denver I've never been, Reno I've never been, Lake Tahoe. That's sort of close out to the West Coast. Seattle I've never been to. That's another place that I could say. I don't think I've ever been to Detroit. So, you know, I'm just throwing out cities now, but Houston, I think, is a city I've never been to. I used to work with a guy on the old podcast who was a co-host who lived in Houston. I never made it out to Houston. So I would love to make it out to some city that I've never been to. That would be a lot of fun. And finally, and this is a big one, you guys may recall episode number 30. I did a podcast called My Side of the Story, and it was about the saga of my father and I and how we do not talk. Some of that, okay, a lot of that is probably my doing in what I've said to him in result to his behavior towards me. And I've decided that I want to try to reach out to him. I want to try to see if, you know, give it one more chance to make a connection. I don't think it's going to happen, but that is a goal. So I'm putting it out there right now that basically I want to try to reconnect with this man until either he wants to reconnect or he tells me himself it ain't happening. One of the two. That's a big goal. Because in many messages I sent to him in the last 5 years, I said, I'm done with you. Like, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I've had a change of heart. I've decided that, you know, that was not the right way to go about it. And so I want to have another stab at it. I want to try again. And maybe I can get him to come around. I don't know if I can. Probably not. I won't hold my breath, but maybe I'll get lucky. And that's pretty much it. That's 2020 in a nutshell. That's what I'm looking to do. Again, I'm looking to hang out with a bunch of you at the Flying Pig. Code Gary10, flyingpigmarathon.com. Come hang out with me and a bunch of other Instagrammers. And stay tuned. The month of January and February are already booked, recorded, ready to go. Man, let me tell you what, it's going to be a hell of a 2 months coming at you. It's going to be a lot of fun. I cannot wait to get these podcasts out there. Finally, you hear me talking about it all the time, but I swear I would not say this as much as I do if it didn't mean something. Leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, whatever you got. It does actually help. It does actually make a difference. So if you could take just 2 freaking seconds, please throw down a review. It would mean the world. Thank you. And of course, keep spreading this podcast. Word of mouth is king. The more ears we can get on this podcast, the better. The more it'll grow, the more we can get it out there, and the more fun giveaways we can do. I have a lot planned, and I really, truthfully cannot do it without you guys. I can only go so far on my own. The more help I get, I'm telling you guys right now, I would really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next week with a brand new podcast. Take care.